Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's purged the nation's military leadership. He and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, along with the chief of naval operations. The president said he'll nominate Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to take over his chair. The president earlier Friday defended cuts across the government enacted by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, dismissing reports of Americans being upset.
They like the job that we're doing. They like the job that Elon's doing. He's doing something that a lot of people wouldn't have the courage to do.
Five of six Israeli hostages due to be released today have been turned over to the Red Cross by Hamas during separate ceremonies in Gaza. The Vatican said Pope Francis slept well a day after the 88-year-old's doctor said he'd remain hospitalized for at least another week. And L.A. Mayor Karen Bass removed the city's fire chief, saying it's because of her actions leading up to last month's fires. This is ABC News. Washington, D.C. police are investigating claims from a woman who says she was assaulted by Congressman Corey Mills of Florida. The Republican's office's law enforcement was called to resolve a, quote, private matter, and that he denies any wrongdoing. If you need a bodyguard, there's now an app for that.
It's called Protector, and it's being described as Uber with guns. With the click of a button, like ordering an Uber, a user can order an armed bodyguard and can even choose how they should dress and what kind of black car is needed. It's not cheap. A membership is $129 a year, and rates are in the thousands of dollars. Law enforcement expert Bruce Thomas says he has questions.
What is their background? Are they just law enforcement? Are they just military? Have they gone to a bodyguard school? Have they gone to a protection school?
The company says its protectors are vetted and current or former law enforcement and military. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is calling for sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant today with a high at 30. Scattered clouds, not as cold tonight, a low of 15. Warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy, will top off at 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to just 29. Monday, we see much warmer than normal conditions, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 48. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers mixing with a little wet snow, a high of 44. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Wednesday with a high of 46. We cool down a little bit Thursday with a high at 40. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for a such a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Christy, head over to Christy's Sunny Side. Grab yourself a coffee and something delicious today. Thank you for joining us, Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman. It's 7:07. We're moving towards 7:20. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history.
I feel tears welling up, cooling deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, two loves scratch for another's sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. In love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
are going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, to love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I think you're mindless. Such a busy little drone that your heart beats in monotone. So loud you can't hear me. Repetitions is what you need. Deserve me, and even if I kiss it, don't you wanna see how I don't hurt?
Gotta get over yourself. Shadaisy. Hey, we're up in a degree from a morning low of 4 above. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 5 on the plus side. Looking for a high near 30 today.
Fiddles.
Yeah, some fiddles. This is your weekend wake up. It's Shania. Honey, I'm home on RCO.
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went fly. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my words. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, man up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm back and it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Yeah.
don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm home and have on day. Pour me cold water over my head. Up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up, my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
We salute the farmers themselves, the heart and soul of agriculture. Their commitment, resilience, and tireless work ensure that communities are fed and nourished. Whether tending to crops, livestock, or planning for the future, farmers are the backbone of our society, driving forward through every challenge and every season. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
A look at entertainment history is a time travel journey on WRCO, and we begin in 1974 when Terry Garr appeared on The Bob Newhart Show in the episode Confessions of an Orthodontist.
Hello?
In 1935, The Little Colonel premiered, starring Shirley Temple, Lionel Barrymore, and Bill Robinson. 1936, we see Sonja Henie of Norway following up her Winter Olympics victory with an incredible 10th consecutive Women's World Championship title. In 1940, Walt Disney's animated movie Pinocchio was released. 1964 was the third appearance by the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show. 1990, the 32nd Grammy Awards, we see Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings was the record of the year and the song of the year. And Bill Maher's political talk show Real Time with Bill Maher debuted on HBO in 2003. Don Pardo, American television announcer, was born, the late Steve Irwin. Drew Barrymore turns 50, and Jerry Ryan from Star Trek Voyager, 1968.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center.
and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
From WNBC TV New York, this is Live at 5 with Jack Cafferty, Sue Simmons, and Al Roker with the weather.
It is time for a look at This Week in Entertainment's Rabbit Ears Memory. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory takes us back to Saturday morning cartoons. This cartoon debuted in 1983. It ran for 86 episodes and sparked a movie franchise. Our lead character is a world-famous cyborg police inspector who works for a secret police organization, and they combat crime across the globe. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is Inspector Gadget.
Sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world. Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, February 22nd, 2005. Time to see who is celebrating birthdays and anniversaries brought to you each and every day by those great folks in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hey, did you hear Kaylee Manning is celebrating birthday number 16 to our wonderful granddaughter with love from Grandpa and Grandma McCormick. Happy birthday wishes to Jean Dyer from Five Points Lutheran Church. Avis wrote, happy 90th, and that's with love from all of your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Charlene Stednitko, hope you have a great day. That from friends and family, they hope you enjoy your special day. From the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers, Avis wrote, you're on that list as well. Kyland Hudson is celebrating a birthday. That note from Lori and the guys, also Uncle Butch and Auntie Margaret. Mark Berg, happy birthday wishes from Lori and the guys. Avis wrote, wishing you a very happy birthday to our dear friend Avis with love from Pat and Luann. Charlene Stanitka, you're no longer just a vintage, you're now a classic. Happy birthday from Sam and Lori Draves. Charlene, we hope you have a great day. Happy birthday wishes to my brother Earl Felton. Have a wonderful day from Mel and Linda. Happy 95th to George Shoemaker from your family. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Brandon B. is celebrating a birthday today. The Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club celebrants include Christina McIntosh, Hunter Robb, Lexi Herzog, Aiden Williams, and an anniversary for Xander and Lydia Dydel. We hope you have a great day. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, my Katie Jensen, Hayden Jelenic, and Brandon B. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM.
Summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, though I never did need you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, good by heart.
By heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary
I
Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night.
Arms around you couldn't tighten. That's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that we
never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Music from the Statler Brothers for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. 7:36. In less than 10 minutes, we'll hand things off to Caitlin O'Connell from the newsroom.
We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Thank you ever so much for making WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app a part of your weekend wake up. Happy 90th birthday to Avis Rote. That from the family this morning.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Morning to the sound of you slamming the door. I got served a piece of paper from breakfast that said you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed. Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
whistle blows, so I can sit in traffic all day. Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel I should be losing my mind, but all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
Well, you know, all things considered, let's see, 35 below wind chill earlier this week, 30 degrees below zero, and we're at 9 above. Yeah, we're doing all right, all things considered. 7:45, we'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell. She is standing by and ready to go. And maybe one of these weeks we will feature Facts of Life on This Week in Entertainment History's Rabbit Ears Memory. Of course, Cherie Austin was Pippa on the Facts of Life. So you don't have to wait. We'll hear her now. She's Lucky in Love.
Looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and we've hit double digits, 10 degrees at WRCO following our morning low of 4. This update is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. According to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, sunny to partly cloudy today. We're looking for a high near 30.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philback's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call, and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued. And on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden filed for the impeachment. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing a UW-Whitewater gymnast. 23-year-old Chad Richards will head to trial on first-degree homicide charges in December. He's accused of shooting 21-year-old Carl Welsh multiple times during an argument last August. Police say Richards admitted to shooting Welsh, but claimed it was in self-defense after he took the gun from her. Richards faces life in prison if convicted. UW-Madison officials once more are asking permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating humanities building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for a complete demolition of the Moss Building for over a decade. The Brutalist-style structure was built in the 60s and is crumbling on the inside with elevators out of operation, leaks in classrooms, and malfunctioning HVAC. The price to tear down the building and move the arts and music departments is nearly $300 million. And it's unclear if that money will make it to either Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal or the budget that the Republican-controlled legislature will approve. The sturgeon harvest is still low this year in the spring season. The Department of Natural Resources reports there are just 27 fish were harvested on Thursday. Warns say it's unlikely the spears on Lake Winnebago will meet the harvest quotas this season, with only 454 fish taken this winter. Cloudy water and poor ice conditions have prevented good spearing this season. The Ithaca Lions Club, along with the Buena Vista Lions, will be holding a pancake breakfast tomorrow at the Ithaca School Commons. The event is a fundraiser for Jennifer Ward. Dan Ward is her husband.
December of 2022 is when we went in for an umbilical hernia surgery for her, which ended up being a symptom. And that's when I got the phone call from the surgeon when she was still under. Hey, there's something that we found. We need to talk. So I made my way back to the hospital and she woke up and the surgeon was there and told us the possibility that what he found was cancerous. There was a lot of fluid that came out and it was a bad day.
The type of cancer discovered in Jennifer is not easy to treat.
It's a metastatic adenocarcinoma that was thought to originate in the appendix, then possibly in the colon, but it's been classified basically as intestinal. It's in her abdominal cavity, peritoneal lining of her stomach, and it's a hard cancer to treat. There are treatment options, but they're mostly for other types of cancers. Treatments for this type of cancer have in the past been very unsuccessful outside of surgery, which she was diagnosed at later stages, you know, stage four. And through exploratory surgery, they were able to determine that she wasn't a candidate for a debulking HIPAC treatment, which is where they go in and remove what they need to. But the cancer was too far widespread to go through with that surgery.
Since she was not a candidate for surgery, Dan Ward says that Jennifer has been undergoing many different treatments.
She just finished chemo treatment number 52. It's every other week. She's been on a series of different treatments. For a while, it was the full FOX with the oxaliplatin, and that was not very effective. Then it was the full FOLFIRI with the irinotecan. That was more effective, and now she's been on the fluorouracil throughout the entire thing. So it's been a long couple years, but we're at the end of those 2 years, and we're still doing it. We made it this far.
The Pancake Breakfast fundraiser for Jennifer Ward will be held from 7 until 12:30 tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat for free. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle at the event, along with a bounce house for the kids to play in. A free will donation for the bounce house will be taken. All money raised from the event will assist the family with Jennifer's ongoing cancer treatment. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, you can call Bill Cohen at 608-475-6870. Or if you'd like to donate to the silent auction, you can contact Joanne Anderson at 608-516-2675. School shootings have been at the top of the mind for many. The Ithaca School District is confronting the issue of school shootings head-on. To better prepare for the worst, the district has teamed up with shooter detection systems. Faculty and staff were able to see how the technology works and decide whether it's worth the investment at a demonstration this past week. The technology introduced detects when and where a gun is fired on a property. It then alerts security personnel, law enforcement, and any other emergency responders the district chooses to link the system to. Marty Richards, Facilities and Transportation Chairperson on the school board, emphasized how the demo revealed the system could improve law enforcement response times, an important aspect for rural areas. Using a listening device and infrared sensor, the technology would help responders quickly locate suspects once they're on site, significantly reducing threat response time. In order to implement the system, the district needs help from the state. The level of state aid has not increased since 2011, limiting the budget for safety systems and other essential infrastructure. Nine companies were named as Wisconsin Manufacturers of the Year at the 36th Annual Awards Program. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sponsors the program each year. The awards are earned by the state's top manufacturers who demonstrate a dedication to quality careers, good business practices, financial growth, innovative processes, and reinvestment into local communities. Companies were evaluated on key benchmarks including financial growth, technological advances, product development, environmental solutions and sustainability, operational excellence and continuous improvement, commitment to employees, and the effect of research and development. The four grand awards were distributed in four size categories for performance. Additionally, five special awards were given to companies who demonstrated a unique quality worth of recognition. Among the special award recipients was VARC of Viroqua with Empowerment Through Inclusion Award. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition is recruiting high school juniors and seniors to join online discussion groups with health issues that affect teens. Students who participate will receive a $30 Quick Trip gas card for their time. The coalition brings together community members who work to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County. The coalition will host one-hour online talks about underage drinking and tobacco use this spring. Students can join up to two different groups, one for each topic, and earn up to $60 in gas cards. Each Zoom session will include 8 to 10 students, and take place from 6 until 7 between March 3rd through the 5th, March 17th through the 19th, and March 31st to April 2nd. All discussions will remain private. Students will not be asked about personal alcohol or tobacco use. To be eligible, participants must be enrolled as juniors or seniors in a Sauk County school district. Space is limited. Interested students can register online. For more information, you can contact Kate Hansen at kate.hansen@saukcountywisconsin.gov or at 608-477-3609. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 28th for two seats on the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. DACAP will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st and ending June 30th of 2028. Nomination forms must include signatures from at least five eligible growers other than the nominee. Growers must sign and mail completed nomination forms to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708, 8911. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or who have other questions about the nomination process should email DACAP Market Orders Program staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring seasonal staff for Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, Trails, and Recreation Areas. This opportunity allows you to utilize your skills or discover new ones. Limited-term seasonal positions with the Wisconsin State Park System are a great way to spend your summer outside, helping the public enjoy Wisconsin's natural resources and creating memories. Seasonal staff are responsible for outdoor maintenance, facility maintenance, groundskeeping work, and customer service for property visitors. Limited-term seasonal positions provide valuable experience for a career in natural resources, an opportunity to gain or improve your skill set, and the chance to contribute to a positive outdoor experience for millions of visitors. Seasonal work typically starts in the spring to early summer and extends through late summer to fall, with flexibility depending on the candidate's availability and the property's needs. Positions are available across the state and include park rangers, visitor service associates, national resource educators, assistant naturalist guides, park technicians, campground attendants, and groundskeepers. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search parks. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held today from 10:30 until 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with the time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center, died on Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Join WRCO FM 100.9 for high school wrestling coverage coming up this weekend. On Saturday, from the WIAA Division III West B Sectional and the WIAA Division II Wisconsin Dell Sectionals. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney, and me for high school sectional wrestling. We'll see who's going to state after this weekend's action in West B and Wisconsin Dells from WRCO Sports.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hamas released six living Israeli hostages today under the terms of the ceasefire. Four of them were kidnapped October 7th. Two of them have been held for more than a decade. ABC's Inez de la Cotera has details from the foreign desk.
Tal and Avera first released from Rafah, the other four hostages from points in central Gaza, all of them escorted by masked Hamas gunmen. In exchange, Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners as phase one of the